Okay, so let's face it, anyone who's out there, spending hours and hours making quizzes and tests,
Oh,
whether you're,
yeah.
teaching little ones or onboarding people at a, big education company,
Right.
you're probably thinking, there's got to be a better way to use my time.
Absolutely.
Well, good news there is. And in this deep dive, we are looking at AI question generators that are really making some noise in 2025.
A lot of buzz.
We read through this blog post that listed the top five for, educators, academics, HR folks. And our goal today is to really just cut through all the hype and figure out which of these tools can actually, help us out.
Exactly.
Which ones, have real benefits and maybe even, could be the right fit for what you're doing, save us a ton of time.
Yeah.
And, help us make more engaging assessments and quizzes.
For sure, for sure. And what's really fascinating to me about all this is how these AI tools could, really change how we think about, testing and assessment in general.
Yeah.
Like the big win right away is obviously like saving a ton of time.
Right.
Just think about it. You could
Yeah.
just, instantly make like all these different types of questions, multiple choice, fill in the blank, even those tough, open-ended questions
Yeah.
instead of, having to start from scratch every time.
Totally. No more just staring at the computer screen hoping that a good question pops into your head.
Exactly right.
But it's not just about speed, right? The blog post mentioned something about making sure the questions actually, line up with what the students or trainees are supposed to be learning.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So how does that work?
Well, a lot of these tools let you, connect your tests to specific learning goals and objectives.
Okay.
Some of them even use like frameworks like Bloom's Taxonomy,
Oh, wow.
which is pretty cool. And what's really interesting here is how AI can make sure you're not just testing if someone remembers something, but like if they actually get it, at a deeper level,
Right.
like can they analyze and evaluate information? That's the important stuff. Imagine being able to whip up questions that really target those higher level thinking skills.
That's huge. Going from just, memorizing facts to like really understanding stuff.
Exactly.
That seems so important. And the blog post also mentioned that this isn't just for, traditional classrooms, right?
Oh, definitely not. The coolest thing is how flexible these tools are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're in, K-12 higher ed corporate training, like the ideas behind making a good assessment are the same.
Right.
And these tools can totally be used in all those different situations. Plus, some of them even give you data analysis. Like you can see how people are doing and use that to make your teaching or training better.
Nice. Okay, well, let's get into some of the specific tools that they talked about in this blog post.
Okay, sounds good.
TurnQ.com was the first one on the list. What makes this one stand out?
TurnQ is really impressive because it can work with like almost any kind of content.
Okay.
Like you can pull information from text documents, PDFs, even videos and audio. And what's super useful, especially for anyone using Moodle, is that it has this like really smooth Moodle XML export feature.
Okay.
Plus, it's got great support for all six levels of Bloom's taxonomy. So if you're working with all sorts of different content and you need to make sure everything aligns with those learning objectives, TurnQ is looking like a really good option.
Good to know, especially for those Moodle users out there. The next one on the list was quizgecko.com. What's their main strength?
QuizGecko seems to be all about being easy to use and being able to quickly turn your existing stuff into quizzes.
Gotcha.
So if you've got, PDFs of training manuals or websites with key information,
Right.
QuizGecko makes it super simple to turn that into a quiz.
Okay.
It also works with Moodle, but it uses a different format called Aiken.
Gotcha.
So if you need to make quizzes fast from stuff you already have, it seems like a really efficient tool.
I can see why people like that. Streamlined and quick. Now, magicschool.ai. This one sounds like it does a lot more than just quizzes.
Yeah, that's right. MagicSchool.ai is more like a whole AI teaching assistant in one package.
Oh.
It can definitely make questions, but it's got tons of other tools too. Like it can help you with lesson planning rubrics, even adjusting materials for different learners.
Okay.
And it works really well with platforms like Google Classroom and Canvas. So if you're
Yeah.
looking for like a full AI support system for all your teaching or training tasks, this one could be a game changer.
That's amazing. It's almost like a virtual assistant for teachers.
Exactly.
What about quizbot.a? What makes that one different?
Quizbot.a is another one that can make questions from a bunch of different sources, kind of like TurnQ.
I got
But
it.
what really makes it stand out is that it has these specific templates for Bloom's taxonomy, which can be a huge help when you're trying to design really targeted assessments. Plus, it works with a ton of different LMS platforms, and it even has gamification features.
Oh, wow.
So if you're into using points and badges and stuff to keep people engaged, QuizBot might be the one to check out.
Gamification and assessments. That's really interesting. And finally, we've got question.ai. This one seems to be focused on a pretty specific need, right?
Yep. Question.ai is all about making a lot of quizzes really quickly.
Okay.
So if you're someone who needs to make a ton of assessments from a huge amount of material, this tool is built to handle that kind of volume.
Perfect for those big projects.
Exactly. It also works with Bloom's taxonomy, and it can do that direct Moodle XML export.
Nice.
And it even has a study mode for students. So if you're dealing with mountains of content and you need to make tons of quizzes, question.ai could save you a ton of time.
Amazing. Okay, so we've got all these options. How do people listening figure out which one's the right fit for them? What are the key things to think about here?
That's a great question. It all comes down to what you actually need.
Right.
Start by thinking about what learning management system you're using right now.
Okay.
How important is it for the tool to work perfectly with that system?
Gotcha.
Do you need a bunch of different AI tools, or is it really just about making questions? What kind of content are you usually working with?
Mm-hmm.
Is it super important for things to be aligned with Bloom's taxonomy?
Makes sense.
And of course, you got to think about your budget. A lot of these tools have free versions you can try out to get started.
That's always good.
And lastly, think about how many assessments you usually have to make.
Right.
Once you've got answers to those questions, it should be a lot easier to pick the right tool.
So it sounds like these AI question generators could really help us get some of our valuable time back.
For sure.
And maybe even make our assessments better.
Definitely.
For anyone out there who's really into Moodle and needs a tool that can work with all kinds of content and supports Bloom's taxonomy, TuringQ.com seems like a really strong choice.
I agree. And you know what I think is the most exciting part of all this? It's how these tools could free up teachers and trainers to focus on the stuff that really matters.
Yeah.
You know, being there for their students, coming up with creative lesson plans. By letting the AI take care of some of the boring, repetitive tasks, we can really start to change education and training for the better. It's definitely worth trying out some of these tools and seeing how they can fit into what you're already doing. You never know what kind of amazing things could happen.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive.
This was great.
We hope you found it insightful, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.